Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattell. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organization isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we are all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess, both inside and out, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattell. Don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and follow button. It helps you get notifications when new episodes drop. Now on with the show. Do I have to say now on with the show?
Yeah.
Now on with the show. Ba-ding! Hello, guys. If you know that word of that sound, then you know who's sitting across from me. From those of you who listen to our life story every single day, I have Kim. Say hello, Kim.
Hi.
Oh, good. It sounds much better than last time.
The last time was rough.
Ooh, last time was tough. Okay, so Kim and I, as you know, as everybody knows who knows us, we've known each other since dinosaurs walked the earth. We've also known each other since we had bad hair and all of the things and bad choices and everything. But one of the funny things that we can say without a doubt is we have the funniest stories, mostly travel stories, some just life stories. And I thought, instead of, yes, we want to talk about organizing one day, but it's not going to be today, guys, because Kim and I are going to talk about our travels and some funny stories that I think if you have besties, if you have sisters, if you have all of the things, you have lifelong friends, you have some really great stories to the point where you can't even talk because you're laughing so hard, even 20-something years later. Would you agree, Kim?
Yes. I feel like, though, we are going to be organizing. I feel like we're going to be organizing positive life choices into
not so
positive life choices.
Back in the day, most of those were not so positive life choices.
No, they were not, but they were the...
Ooh. Hello, Smokey Joe.
No, they were not, but oh my goodness, the best stories ever.
So I am not going to bore. We're not going to talk about, you know, school stuff. We're going to talk about a very funny story that kind of kicked off, I feel, kicked off. Kim doesn't remember because there was alcohol involved the night before. And we went on this trip, which we're not going to get into all the details. We're just going to say we went on this trip and it leads to all of a beginning of another path of our friendship and life stories. And it's so fucking funny, you guys. So how old were we? 20 what? I don't remember when we went. I know we went, but what did you say, like 29, 30?
Oh, no. Like 20.
Maybe?
No. It would have to be after 20. We were 25, 26, 27.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we were that. Yeah.
Okay, so we were, let's say 27 for argument's sake.
God. I didn't realize we were that old. I really thought we were early 20s. We weren't.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
So we went on this trip to Vegas, which there's many layers to that, but there was a group of girls, a group of us that went, and it was...
I think there was like 9 of us.
Yeah. And we had a hotel that was booked for us. And so basically it had... You continued...
It was booked for us by a sugar daddy...
By a sugar daddy, not my sugar daddy.
No, neither one of ours. But if we said it, you guys might know who it is, but we're not going to say it.
We won't say it. But anyways, a sugar daddy. He got us a hotel room for eight of us girls, I think, were staying in there. And then the one was with the sugar daddy. Fine. But it was like it was basically like 3 bedrooms or 3 rooms into one.
It was
one.
Like 3 suites. It was like.
Yeah, it was so huge.
It was a main room with bathrooms and a bar and
a living room and a projector TV and a sofa. And then on the other half of the room was all of that again. And then there was like more sinks than there were people. And it was
literally more sinks than there were people. And then there was a whole nother suite of rooms.
Yeah, it was really interesting. So it was really fun. And we get there. So we get there on a Thursday. And the reason I remember this, I remember the most random shit. Again, I cannot remember why I walk into a kitchen on any given day or I go down the hall. I'm like, why did I walk down here? But I remember it was a Thursday night when I flew in or we all flew in or whatever, because Kim said to me, don't go big tonight when we were drinking because we were going to go to the club. Now, this is when the Palms was the shit. It was the shit club. And we got shit as in good, not shit as in bad. And we were like VIP. We got to go in an elevator. We had never done that before.
Oh,
yeah. Did the light bulb just go on?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to say names. Oh, I can say first names. People don't know first names.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that's when we saw Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wearing a suit and we were giggling cause he was wearing a suit
in a club.
In a club. And we,
unlike a cable neck turtleneck sweater in a club, but whatever.
We digress. That was another night, a different club. Oh yeah, you're right. We did do that.
So that was the first night.
And I told you, don't go big because I know you, and guess who went big?
Maybe me, but we were up. So one of the things about VIP, I don't do the VIP very often.
We got to do VIP because Dave did VIP because he had the money.
Yeah, but you're up above, like everyone's dancing and having fun down there. And yeah, we were having fun, but if you're just with 10 girls, who cares, right? So apparently I had been drinking and this is what I remember. Kim's like, don't go big. And then the waiter who was helping us, of course, I was like flirting with him because I was going big, guys. And then she looks at me and she's like, walk away. You will not be okay with this in the morning.
He's not as cute as you think he is right now.
And when we cut to when we got the pictures developed, nothing happened.
Costco 1 hour photo.
When I got the pictures developed, I was like, thank you for saving my life. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, I do remember that. I think I love him. No, you don't. No, you don't.
I don't love him.
No, you do not.
You don't do anything. You know, and then when I saw the picture, I was like, God, you're a good friend. So that was the first night. Okay. Second night, Kim, you can tell this part.
I don't know what parts I can say.
You can tell.
Yeah, okay. So
we're gonna we're going
to
go visit your
friend who is a stripper.
Friend with benefits.
What if my mom listens to this?
She's not.
She's not. Let's be honest. She's not. So I met this really...
And by benefits, I mean health benefits.
Oh, yeah,
He
was my trainer.
He was a trainer who really let himself go.
So I met this guy, maybe a year ago at my cousin's 21st birthday, and he was a stripper, and we went to the strip club for her 21st in Vegas. It was like the Olympic Gardens where the guys stripped above and the chicks stripped on the first floor. Anyways... clearly, he took a liking to me because I'm so adorable.
Totally.
So, or not. But he was working that night in Vegas with one of his friends. And we, of course, had to go see him because that's what I was all about.
100%. Kim got laser focused on this going to Olympic Gardens, which I had never been, to a strip club. So the bottoms women.
And let's be honest, Jen is absolutely terrified of anything that is out of her comfort zone, meaning if you touch her arm and she's not drunk, she's uncomfortable. If you hug her and she's
not. Not now.
But then.
Then.
And if you looked at her too long, she was uncomfortable. So to go to...
I was shyer then, I would say.
But you were uncomfortable.
So and then we uncomfortable. Would
go, and then to like go see guys with thongs on, Jen was going to combust.
Cantaloupe colored banana hammocks. They're not thongs.
That's his color. There was other guys
okay,
with
purple,
white.
Anything in a banana hammock is not sexy.
G-string. Banana hammock, G-string.
It's not sexy.
But I knew Jen was going to hate it. But I was like, you got to go. Because there was a group of us girls going. And we're like, you got to go.
And they
so
were
much
all
fun.
So stupid.
So much fun. Because
you
and
go up. So
you go
loud.
To a male strip club and guess what? So you go down to a woman's strip club and it's like, kind of quiet and serious and it's like sexy and it's blah, 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 and don't touch and blah, blah, blah. But a male strip club, oh my my gosh, you go upstairs and it's like party central. And when a girl strip club, you tip a woman, she doesn't take it out and put it back down like your jeans and like get it out with her teeth. But at a male strip club, you tip them and they basically take it out of their body part and put it in your body part and take it out with their teeth. So, I'm tipping.
I was not on board for any of this.
100% I was.
So we go upstairs and we're going to sit at this table. And in
we sat at, oh, you're right. And then we went to the stage.
Yeah, because I tried to kill myself then, but no one would let me end my life. But the thing is, I feel for me personally, I'm not strippers, fine, hot. But a man who comes out in boxer briefs and like a hat backwards or a hat, that is fire. A guy who's wearing a cantaloupe banana hammock that has razor burn.
Bad razor burn.
I find it silly and goofy and I feel sweaty and I feel, but not in a good way, sweaty. And I just wanted the ground to swallow me whole. And they're all like ripping away their pull away pants and their white banana hammocks and their freaking greasy, oily bodies. Now, Mike was a smoke show. He was sizzling hot.
Yes.
But I,
the Cirillo,
he was very hot. Everybody was being stupid. I decided to take my beverage and go hang out in the ladies' bathroom with the lady who gives you mints and
perfume.
And I hung out with her the rest of the night.
And I was like, where's Jen? And I go running in. I'm sweating. I've got all the grease lotion from the guys.
She has glitter. She probably has razor burn from his razor burn.
I was 100% in it. And I go running in and she's sitting there with her straight, probably cross-legged like she's in Little House of the Prairie. Just,
oh yeah, that's really interesting. Okay.
Tell me more about your kids.
Yeah, tell me more about, what's the craziest thing you've seen in this place in the bathroom?
When the ladies all you do have to. I was in there, it felt like 4 hours.
You were.
Oh my God.
You were. And I had no intention of leaving because you were uncomfortable.
Oh, I was
not a good friend that night.
And then a couple times I'd come out and the girls that we were with and Kim and a couple other girls, they were so ridiculous. They were laying on their back. I saw things. They were in the banana hammock was a full. And I was just mortified. I just wanted everything in the ground to swallow me whole and die. Right?
So that was the beginning of the night, mm-hmm. and I don't really remember the rest of the night, which I know is was shocking.
I don't either, though.
But what did end up happening is the Cirillo and his friend, who's also a stripper, came and stayed at
But we didn't know this. Did we know this? I didn't know this.
I just know that they were there.
They were there in the morning. But they were... Did you know they were there the night before, though?
Because I don't remember the night before. I just remember going, but then I remember the next morning, and I'm sure I was, because I was the one that was friends with him. I was like, yeah, of course you can stay, because the night before
there was another friend
of ours who stayed in the living room with the bed, with the couch that pulled out to a bed, but it was like the hub of the suites. That was like the middle suite room and you had to go into that room to get everywhere else. So I'm sure Cirillo asked, hey, can I stay there? Because he didn't live in Vegas and he never had money and, you know, any way he could save a dollar and any way I could be talked into anything. I was like, yes.
So Kim has more to this story, but I just want to say, I don't know if I woke up first or I got out of the room first. It was like four of us girls in one room, and then there was a girl who I don't even remember. Okay, I honestly don't remember after going to the banana hammock show. I don't remember what happened, but this is what I do remember. When save a horse, ride a cowboy was the saying that everyone said, I had bought pajamas.
Pajamas!
I bought pajamas!
Not pajamas, pajamas!
I'm wearing
it. It wasn't just the shirt?
No, I had matching shorts. I don't know what those
did.
Of
course
probably like
it
a
did.
Horse tail or something. So I get up and I used to sleep with my hair in a ponytail and I'd wake up and it'd be all crazy. So my hair, this is what I remember.
Her hair is not thick and it would always turn into a side
like
pony.
Like a little Twizzler. Like a little
side pony. Twizzler.
So I slept with my makeup on because that's what you did because we don't even know how we got back to anything. I don't remember anything about that night after that. Okay.
I get up and I'm like, oh, I don't want to wake up anybody in my room. I'm going to walk across this long hallway past the living room and go to the bathroom that's over there. And I have a side ponytail Twizzler, save a horse, ride a cowboy pajamas. This is when MAC makeup was so huge, and they did, one of the girls did my eye makeup, and it was all this like glitter and sparkle. So it's all mushed down my face. It's all the way, the mascara, the eyeliner, everything's down my face with glitter. And I walk, and these two hot stripper guys, they're just wearing basketball shorts. They're watching like the SC football game.
They were fully awake, sitting up in bed,
watching the fucking SC football game. And I walk by and there are no shirts, and I just slowly walk by, and internally I vaporized.
And she had to walk right past the TV. So it wasn't even like she could just kind of sneak by. She literally, when you open that door, the TV was right there. So she had to walk 100% right past that.
So instantly I start sweating, and instantly I go to the bathroom. I don't care that I had to pee so bad I was going to die. I'm licking the makeup and the glitter from underneath my eye, and I'm taking out my Twizzler side pony, and I go to the bathroom, and I come out, and I pretend like I don't even see anything, and I just go, and I'm like, Cam! And she's like, what? And she's like sleepy-eyed, and I'm like, what the fuck is in our living room? And why am I wearing these stupid pajamas? God, I hate myself. Tell me that was so funny.
That was absolutely the best. And then that night they had to go back to work, and Jen worked for Bath and Body Works, and
I never travel light. I was having full size. So I brought like full size, like lotion and shower gel. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't see it. You did.
So again, I'm going to walk that long hallway. Why I didn't catch on the first time. I'm going to walk in that long hallway because we're getting ready. They're going to go do their thing. They're going to go shake their banana hammocks and make some money. We're going to go out.
We were going to dinner with Sugar Daddy.
Oh, is that the night?
Yes.
Okay. So we go.
And that's when we went to go see.
I didn't see Barry Manilow.
Fanilow the Manilow.
Yeah, I didn't because I would rather take a bullet than hear that music. Well, but that's okay.
I mean, she tried
to be.
There's so many things I want to say. I so many names I want to say right now, and I can't.
So I walk this plank.
Exactly, that's what it was.
I walk a plank to the other bathroom, and the door's cracked. And as I'm approaching, he has my vanilla coconut, like body lotion, and he's naked, but just his butt. And he's,
which is like an apple butt.
It's like a peach apple, delicious, ripe peach apple. And he's putting my Bath and Body Works lotion, and I just backed up. Boop, 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 boop. And I just went all the way back, and I'm like, I can't be in this room anymore. I have to leave. I have to go. This is too much. There's too many things happening. So many things are happening.
So we get ready, and the sugar daddy of the person who had paid for the hotel room is taking us to this insanely nice restaurant at
Bellagio.
Was it the Bellagio?
Mm-hmm.
So us, I think there was five of us girls.
And this is a long time ago. Like Bellagio was the one
at
the time.
Yeah, this was like early, well, this was like mid-2000s. Like let's say 2000 and, oh God, it was 2003 maybe?
Four?
No. It was early 2000s. So anyways, this five of us girls show up in our, I mean, we are like dressed to the nines in our wet seal and
possibly contempo
outfits. I mean, we're dressed to the nines.
People were stopping us to get our-
probably should have had security walk us in, like with the jewels, the fake jewels that we were wearing. But anyway, so we get there and we will refer to her as Etchen. Was sitting at the bar with her SD, and she's like, oh, look at all the jewels in the fur coat, real fur coat that he got me today. Boo, boo, boo. And there's all this champagne that I want, but it's so expensive, and they have to go down to like the dungeon and get it. It's like $4,000 a bottle. And he's just sitting there like a old gray, boring rock stone. And us girls were making really bad life choices at this time. We all, well,
And the rest,
all of us were.
All of us were making bad life choices. And we had never, I had never been to a restaurant where you take a bite, they come with a paintbrush and they sweep the crumbs after every bite.
They literally stood right next to you and they like put the, they put the napkin on your lap and you're like, oh, this is way above my league.
Wait, I'm not even, this isn't even my financial lane. It's not even my financial zip code.
No,
This is absolutely crazy.
So SD, that's sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. He ordered this seafood tower, and not just one, but two. And there was, I don't know, there was, let's say maybe there was 10 of us at this table, because there was five of us girls and then those two. And then there was another couple that they had there. And this seafood tower was probably 4 feet tall. It had every type of everything you could ever imagine.
But like the shrimp were the size of feet.
And there was like an actual like full lobsters. And it was, I mean, it was not a chintzy thing. It was huge. And we're ordering, I don't even friggin' know. I mean, the bill I think was about $4,000. No, I think it was actually a little bit more because the champagne was stupid, stupid expensive. But all Etchen was talking about was, oh my God, look at this really big necklace he got me. Baby, and look at all these diamonds. They had just gone like jewelry shopping.
And the watch. She got a watch.
What kind of watch was it?
It was expensive, just like yours.
So,
but she was talking about the watch, and that's how this part.
And then, so Etchen is talking about this watch, and I, because I am so fashionista, and I only buy cheap things.
I only get the best of the best
at Wet Seal. It was top shelf Wet Seal. Go ahead, Jennifer, because you tell the story the best.
So she's like, oh my God, look
who's
at this.
She?
Etchen. So she's like, look at this watch. It's like, and everything had a price. Like, this is a joy. It's $20,000. And Kim's like, Kim goes, oh, you think that's nice? Look at my watch. And as she, we cannot write this story, you guys. As she's going to throw her wrist over to show the table, her Wet Seal watch literally
disintegrated.
It literally broke. And we hear this ding, and the spring hits the sea.
Goes into the seafood tower.
And the rest of it. It's and like, the rest of it.
Blah, 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 onto the table.
Onto the table. And everyone's like, no one says anything. It's like, freaking.
The guys who are sweeping didn't know what to do.
They just keep sweeping. And we're like, Oh. So I think someone's like, where'd you get this, Jim?
Wet Seal. It was like a big clunky watch, and it literally fell apart on the table.
At the exact time, she's like, oh, you want to tell me? Watch. Ba-ding!
The spring of the seafood tower was
we
the
all died. There was like five, it felt like an hour of silence, but it was probably 5 to 10 seconds of just pure crickets and tumbleweeds rolling by, and then we're like, oh my God. And he, sugar daddy, never once even lifted a lip to sweat
because
he didn't have a personality. Infected toenail. No one ever, I don't even know that she laughed, but we died. The rest of us normal people died. I mean, we died. The sweepers of the breadcrumbs, they didn't know what to do. They just were sweeping.
They were in a panic.
But they were brushing our hair. They didn't know what to do. And we were dying, and it was so funny. And Kim, the best part is Kim actually grabbed the pieces and put them in a baggie later on. Because she
thought
so,
I could glue
God
them.
Goddamn fucking cheese.
I thought I could take the rest of the stuff to Michael's and buy little pieces and crazy glue it.
And I would just call time of death on this fucking $2 watch.
No, it wasn't $2. It was easily $22, and back in those days,
we were making it rain. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Every time we tell this story.
Oh, my God.
First of all, every time it never gets old.
The spring and
the spring
seafood.
And the noise and the, just the silence and it hit the seafood.
So stupid.
It's so stupid. But it's one of our greatest stories.
So stupid.
It's one of our greatest stories. Okay, let's take a quick break. Click the like, subscribe, or follow button on any platform that you're using, and that will give you notifications when the next episode drops. Now back to the show.
So from that weekend.
That's when we got the room service.
Yes.
You have to tell that story because that's all you.
So, okay, that whole thing happened that night. We went to go see Barry Manilow. So the next morning, we're all trying to wake up, and I can't remember if we're leaving or that day, whatever, it doesn't matter. So
we get room service.
We get room service, but I don't know why were you talking about the...
We were sitting around, the TV was on, we were waiting for room service, and it just so happened that I was telling, is that what you're saying about
the... Yeah, but I don't know why you started telling that
story. They had the show on.
No, but you were telling the story, and then we turned the TV on, and it was that actual...
No. The episode was on. Someone was watching it, and an episode of it was
on. A random one.
And I walked by, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're watching the Cosby Show?
Yeah.
I'm like, the best episode is the one where Theo wants the shirt, whatever, and... The next episode was that episode, and then he just passed away. Rest in peace. But that's the first thing I thought of was the Gordon Gartrell shirt.
Right. Because
that was the best episode ever in the world.
So Jen starts talking about it, and we order room service and the Gordon Gartrell, and then it frigging comes on, and we're all dying laughing. And we're going to segue from that in just a second. But we get room service, and where were we? The Palms? Again, nice place.
We were somewhere.
Super nice place.
Yeah.
And our room service comes, and again, there's seven of us girls in the room, and one of the girls pulls open her cool...
She gets pancakes. And I get a chicken, a salad with chicken.
With no chicken.
No, but I got it with chicken, and it came with no chicken.
No chicken, mm-hmm. Right. So the room service failed. But anyway, so Jen gets her Caesar salad chicken, but there was no chicken. And then our girlfriend gets pancakes, and as she lifts the silver top dome off... There is, and I am not kidding, there's a fucking black, curly, coarse pubic hair placed perfectly in the middle of the pat of butter. And we're like, what the fuck is that? So we're screaming.
So Kim's like, I got this.
I'm so pissed. I was so pissed.
She's like, I got this.
So I call down to, I don't know, room service... Management, I don't know.
Complaint line?
Yeah. HR room service. And I was like, listen, people, we need a Caesar salad with chicken, and I would like to order pancakes without the pubes. And it killed. It died.
No,
it
but was... you said hold the pubes.
Oh, hold the pubes.
And she couldn't even say it because she was laughing so hard. And we were all dead. And they brought our food back, and I'm like, now they're going to rub their crotch on the pancakes. It's fine. We'll just have a sneeze salad and like all the
a
stuff.
A booger. There's probably a booger like hidden one of your pieces.
I would have never known.
But from the Gordon Gartrell thing, Jen and I were talking, and I don't know how it came up, but I was headed to Italy that summer. It was probably the next summer. What doesn't matter. I was headed to Italy with my mom and her husband at the time, and he's passed away, RIP. So
I said, I really want to go to Italy. I've never been.
And I said, great.
Let me talk to my mom. And that's where...
Our travel stories really started.
And we went to Italy and Germany and Switzerland.
And France,
but not Paris.
We did not do Paris. We did a church in France.
And it was beautiful, but I was like, damn it. I really wanted to go see the Eiffel Tower. But that's okay. Sherry didn't have it on her list of 412,000 things to do.
Sherry's my mother, and everything was very, very, very,
very,
very itinerary.
Very planned.
Itinerary.
Come on, you got it.
It was planned. It was all very, very planned.
Down to the, you can go to the bathroom from 12:05 to 12:10. Just kidding.
So we went to Europe.
We went to Germany first.
And we spent 2 weeks?
Total, we spent we were gone 18 days. But two of those days was flying.
Okay, so basically 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks. So we were gone 2 weeks.
We went to Germany first.
And Jen and I really solidified our love-hate relationship. Like, super solidified it.
We realize we do travel well together.
Yeah, we do.
We do have moments of being together that I would say in all of our travels, and we've done a lot, and we're going to tell you some funny things about it. There's only been, like, if we were gone 18 days, only one day, like, per time did we not talk, really. that day.
The whole day. Not talk for a couple minutes, like the whole day.
Like I'm like, I don't need to ever talk to you for these 24 hours. I will give you stink eye and I will nod my head once and blink my eyes twice.
And then I would actually ask her more questions than I ever needed to because I just found it interesting that she wouldn't talk to me and how is she going to handle this without letting everybody else know she's not talking to me. But she was actually very, very vocal about, I'm not talking to her. I'm not talking to her.
So don't ask me to talk to her. Don't ask me anything.
So we get to the airport. That was a whole cluster because my mom is an intense traveler. My mother and Dave, her husband, my stepdad who passed, they get first class. Jen and I
get the toilet seat.
Do not.
We get the opposite of first class. We were actually holding onto the wing on the outside and Kim was wearing her shape up. Do you remember those stupid
shoes? I do remember those shoes, and I love those shoes, and apparently I wore them all the time, and I took them off to take a nap, and Jen screamed at me that my feet stunk, and I was like, I don't fucking care. I'm exhausted.
But the best part is, we're in a tiny plane. Well, not tiny.
There was a three. Tiny,
and she lays her feet across me, and I'm like, you need to remove those, or you will not live.
We had the middle seat empty, so we could, like, take turns, you know, partially laying down in the fetal position. And
she was
like,
wearing shape ups, guys. Shape ups. She was the one person that bought into that.
I loved it.
I know. You really thought your butt was looking like a peach.
Oh, it looked like an apple. It looked like a Cirillo peach. So we get on the plane. All is right with the world. We're flying for like 700 days. We're in the air. It never ended. And I was enjoying it.
But Kim used to have these two cats, little brown and little gray.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, just like her kids. And we're on the plane, and I am very claustrophobic. But I'm not. But we had been on there a long time. The air wasn't, that little of air was not really in. And all of a sudden, that last little bit, when you kind of want to end it, because you're like, this is never ending. I know we're almost there, but it's not happening. I could feel myself, like, felt like I was breathing through a straw. And Kim apparently brought pictures of her cats.
In our itinerary.
In the itinerary that Sherry passed out to everybody so we knew what we were doing and when we were doing it. And I have my head like between my legs and I'm like, we need to get off this plane. The window, my butt won't fit through the window. So we are stuck on this thing. And what did you say to me? What was Little Brown doing?
No, it was Little Gray.
Little Gray.
So I had a picture of Little Gray and she had gotten a hold of my itinerary before we left and she chewed like one of the little sides off of it. Oh my God. We can't tell that story though. Or tiny little teethy marks on her little art, the itinerary. And I was like, Jen. And she's like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I can't breathe. I'm like, no, Jen. Like, look, this will help. This will be like really, this is going to be good for you. She lifts her head up and looks at me like with this hope of I'm gonna, I don't know, miraculously open a door and she's gonna walk out of this plane. And I was like, little Greg. So the picture is of my little cat laying in a sink. And I used to always say, little Gray is sinking of you. And I was like, Jen!
And that's when I pulled out the gun.
And I was like, Jen, look at little Gray is sinking of you. And then I showed her the tiny little teeth marks on the piece of paper. And I was like, see, isn't it so cute?
It was not cute.
She literally pretended like she shot herself in the head, put her head down, and she's like, I'm not talking to you. And then I don't think she talked to me again until we got off the plane. So that was a fun story. And then that whole trip was interesting because it was the first long trip her and I took together. You were a trooper on that one, too.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim was kind of dating this guy, like just casually dating this guy, and he happened to be going there.
He was already there.
He was already there when we were going to be there. And we actually went, when we went to Italy and Germany, it's so funny. It was during World Cup, which we did not know that. Could not tell you anything about World Cup. So that's all it was. Everywhere you went, every park. It was actually very, very cool to be there during it. But I didn't understand the whole football. It's like whatever. But you would go to the parks there. It didn't matter if you were just walking by. And it was like a movie screen. Mm-hmm. And there were thousands of people in the park just watching the games. And he was, I guess, going there for that. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So he was there and he was going to like piggyback for a couple days. So I was a total trooper because I was the third wheel. And being the third wheel blows. And being a third wheel when you're sharing a cracker box of a room. really blows.
and he was
super 75 feet tall.
Yeah, he was super tall and just a big, big guy. So,
and that was, I mean, he's a fine guy. He was nice, but it was weird. One of the days I didn't talk to her was one of those days because we stayed in a room the size of a couch. And then there was a tiny little chair that was the size of an ottoman that if you stretched, the ottoman stretched with you and you could hang your feet over it. And that was also considered a bed. That's the one I got to sleep on because giant green bean was there with Kim and the windows. And it was hot as balls. And the windows had no screens, which freaks me out. Even though we were on the second story, I just imagine like bugs, like just laying eggs in your ears and stuff. And my feet are hanging over and there's no screen.
I told you put your feet out the window because there was, that was also the trip where there was like a heat wave in
every time we travel, there's a heat wave
in Europe and our room didn't have air conditioning. So that was cool.
So we just sat in our own sweat. I was so pissed that I was on this tiny little ottoman chair and there, I don't even know. I don't care. I just wanted, again, just jump out the window. Please, does anyone have shoelaces that can just drop me out the window? And I didn't talk to her the next day. And then we go to Munich and we go to the...
Hopper House.
And it was so much fun. I don't drink beer, though.
So Hopper House, you get like this beer that's the size of your arm. And it's you know, the...
Exactly like that. Nailed it.
Everybody's got their big, huge beers. And there's the women with the...
Yes.
What's the thing?
The lederhosen.
But the outfits and the boobs and then there's
and
the...
They carry like 12 of those in their hands.
Beers.
They carry,
then they stick like Bavarian pretzels up their arm and like it is insane what they do and they've got all this stuff and they're carrying it to all their tables.
And there's a bazillion people there.
And it's loud and it's a party and everybody's singing the Brosch song and then you slam your beers together. And it's broached, and then you slam it on the table, and then you drink your beers, and because it's German.
And then, so I'm like, I don't drink beer. This is going to suck. But then someone's like, oh, you can get a beer that they add Sprite to it to make it like a light beer, so it's not beery. And that's what I got. And I don't know that it was better, but it was at least I could participate.
It was fun.
Kim participated. Our palates are very different in life. I have a very... vanilla McBeige palette. Yeah. And like Kim is just like all about like it was like so, like these different color sausages like white.
There was this really really weird like, white sausage it was, and it was called blood sausage which I like, don't understand. Maybe that one wasn't called blood. I don't understand.
It was like grayish white with like she's all this sausages. I had a pretzel. That's what I had. That's where I really reached out. So she has 17 of these disgusting, I'm sure they were delicious. Germans, I'm not offending you. Please know this. I just have a shitty palate. And there's like 6 of these gigantically yuck sausages, a bowl of sauerkraut.
So good.
She's drinking this giant beer, maybe eating a piece of my pretzel because she doesn't have enough of her own food. And then she's eating that. She's drinking the beer. She's slamming it down. She's doing all that. And everybody's having a great time. And then someone hands her a vanilla cigar and she's like smoking this vanilla cigar at the fucking table with the sauerkraut and and I just looked at her and I'm like, your breath must smell like, or your mouth must smell like, or taste like ass right now. And I just... can never not hear myself say that to you because I meant it.
And she said it to me another time. We were driving from Germany to Italy, driving in this tiny little, there wasn't a smart car, but it might as well have been a fucking smart car. It's the 4 of us, my mom, Dave, Jen, and I. We're in the back seat. And Jen and I have this really bad habit of overpacking, but also overbuying everywhere we go.
And we don't wait. Even though we know there probably is the same stores, we just get so excited.
Nope.
So we learned we don't wait, and then we buy right at the beginning.
And it's always heavy.
And it's like, always heavy. We're like,
that's 75 pounds? Yes, absolutely. I'll take it right now.
You're buying a brick wall to take back with you? Yes, we are. We didn't realize that for a while, though.
I think this was our epiphany, although we didn't remember this once we went to...
Yes, Florence.
Turkey.
Oh, and Florence.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is we realized it on this trip, we absolutely didn't take the knowledge onto our next trip.
We had so much knowledge for our next big trip. We took not one ounce of it with us.
No, we actually packed it along.
We actually said, you know what? Fuck
the
knowledge.
Let's bring an extra suitcase so we can remember all this extra knowledge.
Does anyone have a four-pack suitcase? Because I'm going to bring all of them each.
So you partake in that part of
this. So we're in Germany driving to Italy. It's the four of us. We're in like a smart car. We're not, but it might as well have been a smart car. So we, Jen and I and my mom, pack way too much.
Dave had one duffel bag, and I think at some point he probably was just flipping his underwear inside out. He didn't even care.
Maybe a backpack.
Maybe a backpack.
So,
and we were gone 18 days.
Jen and I and my mom packed 17 bags for each day, and it's stupid how much shit we pack.
So like, Dave, 12 pairs of shoes? We're wearing the same shoes every day because they're comfy.
No, we changed our shoes, but it was like different colored flip-flops every day.
Sure.
So our outfits were on point from Wet Seal and what was the other place?
Contempo.
Contempo. I kept wanting to say Cosmopolitan.
So, we couldn't afford a Cosmopolitan.
No, we could not. So we're driving along in these really cool cars. Everything in Europe is small. Everything is tiny, tiny, teeny, tiny. Like at one point we were in Italy and Jen and I had to get into the elevator to go to our room. The elevator was so friggin' small that only one of us could fit and we could only take one piece of luggage at a time. So Jen went up first with one piece of luggage, and then the next elevator ride down, I had to put all of our shit in the elevator, and then we had to send it up, and Jen had to pull it out, and then I went in with my stuff and my one suitcase, and that was common. That was very common in Europe, which I'm not used to. So anyways, we're in this car driving along. I want to say, I don't know, it's night, whatever, and when we first started, Dave was like Tetris putting all of our stuff in the back. And like the trunk, and maybe even on top of the car, but
yeah,
like
he was really, but he was methodical about it,
and it was good,
and it fit like an actual just perfect puzzle.
And then as the trip progressed, he was like, "Ladies, I'm gonna have to start putting some stuff in the very back, like where the rear window is." And we're like, "Yeah, that's fine." But so Jen and I couldn't just, you know, sit and relax with our head back. We actually had to like sit kind of forward now. And then there was like, pretty soon there's stuff by our feet and we're like, okay. And then there's stuff next to us and like that third person.
The other thing about this was the time when everyone carried giant handbags. Do you remember where you wore it like here? Like you didn't carry like a little like, oh, look at me and my little travel.
I never did. Even now.
No, but I mean, that was the time when those were with the hardware on the bags and you just carry these 30-pound bags without the shit
like
in them.
Like the Kate Spade bags.
Sure. Yeah. Kate Spade 90 years ago.
Yeah, yes, I mean, that's what probably what I was carrying.
That's probably where you got it. And you still have
knockoff.
Fate Spade.
I thought you said fake. No. So anyways, as the trip progressed, there's less and less and less and less and less room. And then at one point, we have bags on top of us.
And he's no longer Tetris in
it. No, he's literally just like, fuck you guys. And he's throwing shit in the car and we're dying in the backseat. And Italy is amazing. Let's just stop there really quick. Italy's amazing. Every time we stop anywhere in Italy, I have to get food because the gas stations are like panini stations. Everything's fresh. Everything's amazing. There's like exotic cheeses at the gas station and panini stations. And I am
like
getting
fresh tomatoes. Like everything is fresh. It's not like Joe Schmo's shack.
It is amazing. And so I am like, I got 15 paninis, what are those? Cheese wheels, literally a gallon of pickles. And I also would get tomato juice. I love tomato juice.
And in Germany, when she got it at the market before we crossed over, it's in like a paper, like when you buy your almond milk, it's like those kind of cartons.
The paper thing. Like, and it's not refrigerated.
And it's nothing's refrigerated. And she had this giant motherfucking thing of tomato juice.
In the backseat.
With, mind you, in the beginning, we were doing backstrokes. This was so much room. And pretty soon we're all sitting forward, like the headrest in front of us is grazing our nostrils. And then she has a 17 paninis. She has a jar of pickles in between her legs. We have heavy ass purses on our feet. Our gifts, if you will, our treasures are now kind of breezing through to the side, like they're coming through the side to the, you know, from the back to us. And she has the pickles in between her legs. She has this and I'm just eating.
That's all I do. Once we get in the car, I'm just eating.
Disgusting tomato juice.
Eating, guzzling the tomato juice, and Jen is disgusted.
I'm
disgusted.
I'm dying.
So this is every time we stop. I've got to get as much food as I possibly can to shove it in my face. By the way, I put on 10 pounds while we were there, and at the end of the trip at Lake Como, when I was trying to get George Clooney's attention, I could not button. Barely could get anything on him.
And she's wearing a tube top. That baby was holding on by hope.
Hope and a prayer.
Hope and a prayer.
I don't even think I can button my,
and in the pictures,
my pants.
Her cheeks are like a little bit puffier. And we're like looking, hoping George Clooney needs two roommates. We're like, we're here literally yelling, George Clooney.
George Clooney. In Lake Como. He didn't respond. He didn't do anything, really.
Whatever, George.
So we, at one point now, we are in Italy and we, we're in the car and we're going to.
And she has a cheese wheel, you guys.
Yeah, I know, but no, we're talking about when we went to the castle.
Okay.
What was that castle called?
New Einstein Castle.
So we're in Germany. We're driving to New Einstein Castle. It is, I want to say it's raining.
It wasn't raining when we started our trek that day.
And Jen is really struggling with everything like claustrophobic-ing. So on the way there, we stop again and I get a salad. And it's one of the best salads I've ever had.
And this one still haunts my dreams life. And lives rent-free in the side of my head that haunts me.
So again, my palate is very, I'll try anything almost once.
And usually it's rotten and moldy and that's fine too.
And Jen won't. And so I get this salad and it has anchovies on it and it's not like anchovy paste. It's literally like smoked anchovies and they're sliced julienne style and they're just laid out ever so perfect, so it looks like a little star on top of this
and
salad.
And there's so many of them. And she has the salad. So we both get a salad because I don't know who the fuck puts a whole, like, fishing net of anchovies. They do. And they're fresh, apparently, so they're real, smell real good.
They're amazing. So we're in the car.
With the pickles. She has the pickles. Paint this picture, guys. This is me with watercolors. She has the pickles in between her legs, mm-hmm. this huge jar of pickles. Mm-hmm. She has the carton of tomato juice that she is guzzling and making the noises while she's guzzling it and then screwing the cap on of this warm, warm tomato juice.
Yep.
We open up the salad. I lift the lid and I close the lid and I go, I'm good.
And I was like, I'll take all of your anchovies. I'll take everything. So I'm just sitting in the backseat just with the anchovies.
And she did do that noise, by the way.
And Jen is like, get me out of this car. Get me out of this car. And my mom's just up in the front seat.
Her mom, because back again, this is like, you have the map. Sherry had the map and it was all highlighted. And she's in the front reading the map. You can't even see the windshield because she's holding this map. And I'm like, Sherry, we have to pull over. Dave, Sherry, we have to pull over.
And
Sherry's
just like,
reading the map. And I'm like, I'm breathing through a tiny coffee straw.
The passenger seat, and she's like shaking it. She's like, we gotta pull over right now. And Sherry, I barely had on her noise canceling headphones.
She had 75 earplugs in there, but she was able to read that map.
Singing, beep, 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 Dave, and they're like in a different world.
And they're like singing and driving like they're driving the kids to school.
Wait, Shorty.
And the gulping of the warm. And I felt like I was breathing through a
window because it was like raining.
So we finally pull over. All right, they pull over, and I get out of the car. I cannot even. The car's not even stopped. I tuck and roll. I'm out, and I'm literally. Stop eating. Stop drinking. Stop doing everything. It's so claustrophobic in the car. And Sherry's like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "Take your map." Shove it where the sun don't shine, lady. No, I didn't say that. I said, oh, it's okay.
Shove your butt around the corner.
Shove your butt around the corner. And Dave's just like, what's going on? There's so much stuff in the back. And boop-a-doo. And Kim's just like, probably picking the anchovies out of her fucking teeth. And I'm dry heaving.
The tails.
Oh, God.
They're a little
fucking
crunchy.
Warm tomato. Even just saying it, I can imagine barfing. And she is just happy as a clam, okay? Literally, there's probably clams on that salad, too. She probably is so excited. So then we're still on the way. So she finishes up that catastrophe. But she still has the pickles, she still has the tomato juice, and the cheese wheel. Had you gotten the cheese wheel yet? I don't know.
Finished and I got another one.
Yeah,
I don't know. The cheese wheel will reappear.
Just FYI, we're on like day six. This cheese wheel will appear. We were there for 18 days. So we get out. Okay, so we get out. Now we're driving and you're going through this windy thing because this is on this castle. Now it starts raining.
Yes.
Like pretty good.
And it.
We're wearing tank tops and like.
Dresses.
And skirts. And
yeah. We dressed to like go to a castle. Like, of course you're going to dress cute with like flip flop. Well, cute flip flops because we had, you know,
yeah,
like
we had ugly flip flops and you have cute flip flops. We brought 40 of them.
It starts raining, so we put on these blueberry colored rain jackets and
that we buy from the smart people that stood at the bottom of the hill and said, you might need
buy a rain jacket.
So we look like giant blueberries.
Is what we did. Mm-hmm. And the everything I've been eating suddenly hits. And not in a good way.
So, but at first, we're wearing the blueberries, and I'm still talking about we look like blueberries, and Kim's starting to get a little, not the rain moisture. She's getting a wet mustache, and her eyebrows and her hands are clammy, and she's walking a lot faster.
And I'm like, where do you think there's a bathroom?
Where do you think there's a bathroom, Jennifer? I'm like, I don't know. I don't live here.
And she's just beepity-boop-boop talking.
I'm just like, can you believe we have to wear these blueberries?
And I'm dying. I'm like, everything in me is like, oh, no. Oh, no. And it's uphill. So I'm like, okay, I gotta go.
It's up.
And Jen is just talking. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm not listening. I'm
shut the fuck up. She was sweating.
There's a bathroom.
She's walking like a duck, guys.
And there's a bathroom. I see the bathroom, but there's a fucking line. There's a fucking line. And Jen is still beep, beep, beep. And I'm like, oh my God, nobody understands. There is going to be a level 10 of like biohazard. Nothing good's going to happen. Nothing. And she doesn't stop talking. And I am like clenching, almost in tears. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to shit my pants right here in front of everybody in this line? What do they do in Germany? I was in a panic. Very last second, I cannot hold it anymore. The bathroom door opens. I get to run in. All is right with the world. Oh, so we're good. We're good. That was it. That was the point of my story.
The back end of that story is I don't love heights.
At all.
I like being up. I like getting rooms that are up. But if I go on a balcony, like I won't go to the edge. I don't really love heights. I get in my head about it. So we leave the castle or, you know, we're done with the tour, but then they're like, you can stay on the grounds as long as you want. And these grounds are amazing, people. Like if you just
Neuschwanstein Castle.
Like it's just beautiful. And this castle's fucking gorgeous. And the grounds are so beautiful. And you don't realize, like, we did climb a mountain. I mean, she was duck walking up that whole mountain and it was a mountain, I'm telling you. Because mind you, now we're at the top of the castle and now we're looking at the grounds and you realize, okay, down below. So everyone's walking like across the bridges. There's like this roaring river, lake thing, whatever.
Waterfall
like thing.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
Like, we have to go out there.
We have to go out there.
So we walk out there and Jen in our blue, by the way, we're still wearing our blueberry things. And we're walking out there and me and my mom and Dave start to walk out onto the bridge. Jen's beep, beep, boop, fucking talking. She doesn't stop talking. And then all of a sudden she stops and she apparently looks down. Well, it slats in the bridge. It's not, you know,
a solid bridge.
It's slats.
Slats.
So like you drop your phone, it's going to go through. If you drop your, whatever.
I didn't pay attention. I was just bebopping and doobopping.
And she sees it and she's like, oh no. And she just freezes and she won't move. And my mom's like, come on.
Cricket?
Yeah. And you're just
now
like,
I look and I'm in a panic. I'm sweating now. Now I have the sweat mustache and I'm probably duck. I never moved. I didn't move my feet for at least 10 minutes before Sherry finally got me to move.
So
I literally,
embarrassing.
Because I looked down. I made the fatal mistake of looking down between those slats and it was so high up and the water was raging. And all I kept thinking is, this is how we die. We didn't have phones then, though, when we went on that trip, did we? Or if we did, we didn't. I mean, I don't remember bringing a phone.
No, but I'm just thinking like,
no,
like
I'm just
you
saying,
see
like,
slats
I was
and you're
thinking,
like, I'm going to drop things.
Yeah, and so Kim's mom was so amazing because she just walked up to me and she's like, just look at me. And then I was just like, I was sobbing because I'm like, I'm going to be stuck here.
And there's a million people bridge. And she's just standing there like a fucking moron. And I'm like, move. And people can't get around her. And they're like,
you're a fucking moron.
And they have to make themselves like, you know, they have to go sideways. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, there was so much sympathy oozing from this one over here. Next time you shit your pants, you're on your own.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So she walks me backwards. It's fine. Everything's fine. We're fine. But I also had the claustrophobia on the way there. I had the thing on the... It was a very, very trying day.
So one of our favorite, one of my favorite stories of this entire trip is we get to the next hotel because we just traveled. We were just hopscotching all across Europe. So we get to the next hotel and it's, again, 100 degrees. That day wasn't, but it's 100 degrees in Europe. And a lot of places in Europe don't have air conditionings or air conditioners because it's Europe and apparently it doesn't get that hot. Well, of course it did while we were there. So we're now in Italy and we are staying. I don't remember where we stayed. I don't remember. And our hotel room did not have an air conditioner. Well, we thought we didn't have an air conditioner, but it turns out our air conditioner didn't work.
Which is par for the course of our life.
Remember that time we stayed in Greece? And the drain didn't drain and our entire bathroom overflooded.
I do. We're not in Greece yet, though.
I know, but I couldn't take a shower because...
We were swimming. We needed a snorkel.
No, we literally had like every towel. I think we even grabbed bed sheets to keep it all in the bathroom. And I was pissed because I was like, how can we be staying in a hotel that doesn't drain? Anyways, that's a whole nother story. But anyways, so we're at this hotel. Jen and I are fucking sweating. We can't... There's not even a point to take a shower. Put on clothes because you're sweating. You can't get your clothes on. Everything's hot. It's miserable. We open the windows. There's no breeze. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And we're dying. And we hear a knock on the door. Deet, deet, deet.
This is a good one.
I open the door. Sweat is flying off of me. And my mom is standing there in a robe. Like, she's got gloves on. She's got, a beanie for warmth. And she's like,
so cold.
What do you guys think of the room? It's so chilly.
And we're like, what the fuck? What?
She's like, our air conditioner's broken and it's so cold in our room. We're just gonna
comes in ours and starts sweating. That's how hot it was. She instantly turns to sweat. But she's like, oh, brr. Dave and I just have our robes on. It's so freezing in there. It must be broken. And we're like, do you want to switch rooms?
Our room didn't have an air conditioner. Their room was broken. The air conditioner was broken. There was icicles hanging from their room. It was hell in our room.
We slept literally,
naked.
I think we slept naked or in just our underwear.
And we would just blow. Yeah. Because there was no wind. We did that in Greece as well.
Because we're always going and it's like, this is a once in 25 year heat wave. It's like 100,000 degrees. And we're like, of course it is.
So fucking dumb.
And by the way, while we were in Italy and Germany, did we pack appropriately? We did not. We did not. There, we didn't check weather. We didn't do anything.
You didn't do that back then.
We didn't do it, but we didn't do it. And so we had like 7 sweaters, 4 pairs of jeans. You could barely put shorts on without Swamp Ass automatically being there. Like, there's no jeans. There's no jeans. There's no jeans. I love talking to Kimberly so much. Of course, we talk so much that we're breaking this one into 2 parts. This is the end of part 1. Stay tuned for episode 2, part 2, doo-doo, boo-boo, boop. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.